Yes, folks, you're welcome back. And in the chair now, I have Jerry Curtis, of course, around this time every year in October. He usually runs the Dundalk FC Poker Classic, and he's here today. Jerry, you're very welcome. Tell us all about this Poker Classic, when it's happening, what's happening, and tickets and so forth.
Thanks very much, John. It's the usual last Sunday in October, the bank holiday weekend, the 29th.
That'll be tomorrow week, sir.
Tomorrow fortnight. Liz do 6 o'clock.
Right.
Again, 5-card draw poker. €50 a ticket. I've been doing it for the last 30 odd years for Dundalk FC, but this last couple of years, for the two lads above in Oriel, they felt that we were doing so well that we should give something back to the community.
Righto.
So this time last year we gave it to So Sad, and this year we're giving it to Carrie Care Cancer.
Oh yeah, down in Williams's Place.
Williams's Place.
Very good. Yeah.
And it's all, I suppose it's their way of saying, and our way of saying thanks to the town. You know, they're doing wonderful work. The two boys are doing wonderful work in Oriel Park, a whole lot in Oriel Park. But I think it's a nice way to...
Yeah, it's a sign how well Dundalk are doing when you are sharing.
We're giving
it
away money,
isn't it? Yeah.
Like, I mean, there'll come a day when we will need the money.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't like it to stop.
No.
You know, and that's why I still call it Dundalk FC Poker.
30 years now you're doing it, Jerry.
30 odd years, over 30 years.
That's great.
It's about 35 years.
Yeah, there'd be a few pounds collected there, wouldn't there?
Well, in the good days, it kept the club going for 3 months.
Yeah.
Now it's a different situation.
Yeah. Like, is poker just as well accepted now as it used to be, Jerry?
No, there wouldn't be as many people
as well.
Falling off big time. You know, well, look, we have at and between 80 and 100 people come to my one. I'd call it my one for a better award.
Yeah.
We have people coming from far as Newcastle County down. There's a couple of good Gaelic clubs, actually. And they run wee tournaments, satellite tournaments for tickets in the last 4 weeks. I get 10 or 12 of them up, so I will get a crowd out of Cooley, get a crowd out of RD, I get people out of Talonstown, and local people. You know, and it's wonderful to see everyone together, and it's a social evening as well as...
To be well looked after.
Extremely well. Adrian out there is first class. The staff is great. We put a bit of a food on, a buffet or a salad buffet or a curry at maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right.
So that's all included in your admission ticket of €50.
And refreshments sale. That's lovely way you put that, Jerry.
If you like it, you know.
Yeah,
but as Adrian would say, she wouldn't make too much money on the people that play poker. They're not a drinking crowd as such.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The people that go to poker classes, they go to most of them,
They would go to an awful lot.
That's a hobby, bro.
It is like bingo. Like, I mean, there's... I play 2 nights a week in the Liz Do.
Go ahead.
And there's... At and between 18 and 30 of us play every Wednesday and Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah.
We play the tournament poker. It's a social evening and it's a few pounds.
Yeah.
And all those people and plus others will turn up on the night. And we do it we just don't do it for Dundalk. It's done for other.
But as you say, it's an international audience because they're from everywhere.
They just love the cards.
And that's it,
you know. And it's all ages, young and old.
Yeah.
Like myself.
Like yourself, Jerry. I God love you. You know.
No, but just John and saying, I do appreciate you doing this every year for
us. It's no problem at all, Jerry.
And I like to... there's a ticket here for a raffle.
Right.
Now, I know you might be under pressure this week.
I'll do it next week with the help of God.
And there's a ticket here for...
It's valued at €50.
Valued at €50.
Yeah.
And I have a question. I leave that to you.
Well, I'll think of one for next week.
That's all right.
Because we'll give it away next week.
Give it away
and
next
we've
week.
Been very lucky with anyone that got the tickets.
A few,
one, a good few quid out of it, yeah.
Anyone that is in the final, or anyone that won this ticket,
yeah, they're
always seem to get to the final. So if you get to the final, it's worth a few pounds.
Yeah, it could it could be worth a few pounds along with the 50 that it is valued.
Well, that's what it is. And it's, as I said, it's a good entertainment. It's a good evening of...
Right, Jerry, I know I'm rushing.
I know you're
bit,
under pressure,
but,
I know that. But
just recap now, so everyone will know what's happening.
Well, it's five-card draw poker, as opposed to Texas Hold'em poker.
Okay.
That's very important. It's five-card draw. All money raised, it'll go into Carrie Care Cancer Centre. To do a wonderful job down there.
I was in it a few times.
I didn't realise it.
It's a lovely place to go where people with it.
Unbelievable.
Could talk to each other and
hospitality and what they've done. And I'm delighted, as I said, we kind of pick one a different year. So it's this year, it's them. And I just like anybody that is interested in cards or interest in helping, even Carrie Kyle, come along.
And you don't have to be a shark.
You don't have to be a shark.
It's how they're dealt, isn't it?
It might help.
But I mean, it's how they're dealt as well, like, isn't it?
Yeah, and tickets are like available. There's tickets available from.
Where's the youth list, Jerry? Is there any place?
Gold Star Jewelers, Alan Gray's Gold Star Jewelers, Coffee Time in Park Street. You know, next door to the Roma there.
Right.
They're in Carrick Cancer
Centre as well,
and I have them.
Right.
At 50 euro each.
Right, Jerry, I think we've covered a multitude there. And once again, I hope it's always a successful night.
It's a
night that always goes down well. It's an annual affair now. It's a tradition, you must say.
I wouldn't like to give it up for, you know. And I think it's a wonderful cause that we're doing it. It's a great idea. I think it's a great idea that we do.
I think it's wonderful that people like yourself think of the people that can help themselves at a particular time.
Well, that's true.
It's lovely to have people like that that's walking to that height. And hopefully it's a successful day.
I hope so.
For you, Jerry. I know it will because it's always a success. And when Jerry Curtis runs it, he runs a good ship.
I hope so.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
God bless you.
Now, I have to go over straight to Robbie Rafferty because I took a bit of his time there. Now, Robbie, you're going to take me down some road when you get yourself organised. Thanks, Jerry. When I am waiting on Robbie to come in, and don't forget the Senior Championship Dundalk Gales versus Newtown Blues, Strada. That's the throw-in is at 3:30 tomorrow, and it's been broadcast live here on Dundalk FM with Dermot Woods, Damien Shields and Paddy Clark. So if you want to hear how the Dundalk Gales are doing, and we all wish them the good luck, of course, over Drogheda, we like to get one over the Drogheda every time. Dundalk FM, they'll be on the air before 3:30, and Dermot Woods will tell you everything that's happening. So good luck to the Gales. And back to you, Robbie.
Yeah, sure. Well, John, I thought seeing that Dundalk are after reaching their third cup final in a row for the very first time in the club's history.
Yeah.
I look back at all the different teams that managed to get three or more finals in a row down through the years. So the first cup winners was actually back in 1922, John.
Right. First of all, Robbie, would there be many of them? There wouldn't be a lot, would there?
There's actually eight different teams.
I didn't even think there'd be that many. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, two of them were only after doing it there now.
That's right. There's only six really before that,
But the very first winners of the cup was St James's Gate, and they beat Shamrock Rovers 1-0 after a 1-1 draw in the first game. That was way back in 1922. And it didn't take long then for Rovers to actually put five finals in a row.
Five? Oh, God.
Not only that, John, they won the five of them. And that was starting in 1929 and up until 1933. And there was actually three replays in that as well. So they played eight games altogether.
Ah, yeah.
Finals, like, you know.
Yeah.
The very first one was against Bowes in 1929. They won 3-0 after scoring a draw in the replay. Flood got 2 goals and Fulham got 1. Then they beat Brightville in 1930, 1-0. The famous Bobby Bourne got the goal from there. Then in 1931, they beat Dundalk in Dundalk's very first cup final.
Oh, right.
They beat them 1-0 after a 1-1 draw in the first game. Paddy Moore, the famous Paddy Moore, goal, and Jerry McCourt got Dundalk's
goal. Oh, poor Jerry, yeah.
And Paddy Moore got the only goal in the replay. And I think he admitted afterwards, John, that he actually handled the ball when he scored the goal.
Well, he was honest.
Well, I think he waited a few years.
Ah, yeah, well.
Then in 1832, they beat Dolphin 1-0. Paddy Moore got the goal again. And the following season, they met Dolphin once again in 1933. It was a 3-3 draw. Bourne, Buchanan and Marchant scored for Rovers. Lennox with 2 and Fallon for Dolphin. And then they won the replay 3-0. Daly with 2 and Bourne again scoring. Then the next team then to come along was Cork United.
Right.
And they, between 1941 and 1943, they reached 3 finals. And they won only one of them, Joe.
Lovely.
Lost 2 of them. The first one they won, that was against Waterford in 1941. After a 2-2 draw, O'Reilly got 2 goals for Cork United, and O'Driscoll and Johnson scored for Waterford. And in the replay, Cork United won 3-1. McCarthy and O'Reilly with 2 goals a year, and Johnson replayed for Waterford. The next game then that Cork got in 1942 is against Dundalk. And Dundalk actually beat them 3-2. Kelly with 2 and Lavery got Dundalk's goals. O'Reilly got the Cork United goal, and that was the dog's very first win. Joey Donnelly,
yeah. I can still see the photograph of him getting out of the carriage with the cup. It was now right. And Billy O'Neill and Tom Crowley, the three locals together.
Then in 1943, Cork United were beaten by Drumcondra 2-1. McGrain and McNamara scored for Drones, and our friend O'Reilly, he scored again for Cork United.
Yeah.
Then we come back to Shamrock Rovers again, John.
Good man.
3 in a row.
Uh-huh.
Between 1944 and 1946. The first one in 44, the beat Shelburne 3-2. Rogers, Gannon with an OG and Crow with the scorers for Rovers. Fallon and McCluskey for Shelburne. Then the following year, they met Bohemians, and they were beaten 1-0. And a man called Greg got the goal for Bohemians.
Right.
And then they played against Drumcondra, and Drumcondra won 2-1 in 1946. McCormick and Henderson. They got the goal.
That'd be Rosie that played the game to Dundalk with it.
They were beaten 2-1, and Paddy Code got the Rovers goal.
Oh, God, he was some player, Paddy Code, yeah.
Then 1953, in that period, it was Cork Athletic, John.
Did they have a change in their names, hadn't
they?
In Cork.
As I said, they got the 4 finals in a row. And believe it or not, Sean, there was 5 replays.
5?
And they won 2 of the cup finals and lost 2 of them. The first one was the loss against Transport. The first game was a 2-2 draw. Leicester and Duggan scored for Transport, O'Leary and Cronin for Cork Athletic. The replay was a 2-2 draw. Smith and Loughran for Transport, O'Reilly and Lennox for Cork. And then Transport won 2-1. Leicester and Duggan got the goals, and Fawn got the only goal for Cork. But there's a
Vaughan, is that what you said?
Vaughan, yeah. Yeah, with Cork, yeah.
What year was that, Robbie?
That would have been in 1950.
I wouldn't have heard the young Cork about the 59, 60s. By there was a fella outside, right, for Johnny Vaughan.
I remember him playing.
And he was some runner. He was like a bullet out of a gun. Like, you know, yeah. I wonder, it would hardly be him with us. And, it might be 10 years, like, you know, might be. He should have been slowing down by then, Robbie, but he wasn't.
But a peculiar thing about that transport winning that, they had a fella called Mick Collins playing centre half.
Right.
And he was released before the very first game in the cup final. He was arguing over wages.
Wages, huh? Right.
But they actually played him, and they got him fixed up before the third replay.
Right.
Second replay.
Yeah.
And he actually played in the second replay and won a cup medal.
Goodness.
And he went on to play with him for 3 years after that and then managed him, John.
Oh, be God. And he was giving out the money then himself when he managed him.
And Mick Collins, yeah. The Cork Athletic then the following year, 1951, they beat Shelbourne 1-0. Our friend Vaughan again.
Vaughan again.
Huh. After a 1-1 draw, John, O'Leary scored for Cork, and a fella called Carberry got the Shelbourne goal.
Right.
Then in 1952, Dundalk beat Cork Athletic.
Yes. Final. Yes.
Yeah. It was a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, Joe Martin. Last minute goal by the 109 goal scorer. Joe Martin from Dublin Street.
And O'Leary actually got the first goal for Cork. Then in the replay, the Dundalk won 3-0.
Yeah.
Ferdinand, Maloney and Mullen got the
goals. Got the goals, yeah.
Then in the fourth final in a row, Cork Athletic actually beat Evergreen in 1953. Carter and Noonan, that's Ray Charter.
All right, yeah. Right.
He scored for Cork Athletic, and Venner and O'Neill scored for Evergreen. In the replay, Cork Athletic won 2-1. Lennox and Rach Carter again, and O'Neill got the consolation goal for Evergreen.
Good.
That was, John, the only final ever played between two Cork teams.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Cork Athletic.
There was some competition there, I'd say. There'd be no holds barred there, wouldn't there? Just imagine two teams from Cork. One of them would take lumps out of you, two of them would take lumps out of each other.
Yeah. In 1955-58, our friend Shamrock Rovers were on the scene again.
Right.
And they reached four finals, Sean. And they won two and they lost two. The first one was in 1955. And the Beatrim Condra 1-0, Liam 2-0.
Yeah, there was great competition then with Drums and Rovers, yeah, wasn't there?
Time,
the
yeah.
big Dublin derby then.
That was the huge thing.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. In 1956, they beat Cork Athletic by 3-2. Tommy Hamilton, Liam Hennessy, and our old friend Nolan. Ronnie Nolan got the goals. And Delaney and Murphy got the Cork Athletic goals. In 1957, Drumcondra beat Rovers 2-0. Bunny Fulham with a penalty. And Willie Coleman.
Was that the one Jackie McCall played in too with us?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then in 1958, Dundalk beat Rovers 1-0.
1-0,
Gibby Yannon got the goal.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
And
broke his jaw doing it too.
That's right,
Head.
Correct, right. Ended up in the marrow.
Did indeed, he didn't. No celebrations for Hubie.
Then in 1964 to 1969, Shamrock Rovers reached 6 cup finals in a row.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they won the whole lot.
They won the whole lot of them.
Yeah. In the first one, they beat Cork Celtic in 1964, 2-1 after a 1-1 draw. Balaam with 2 goals and Casey were the scorers in the replay. In the first game, Mooney scored.
Jackie Mooney, yeah.
And our old friend Leahy.
Donal Leahy. God rest him.
Yeah. In the second final in a row in 65, they drew 1-1 with Limerick. Dan scored for Rovers and Mulvey for Limerick. And Johnny Fulham got the winning goal in the replay. Rovers beating Limerick 1-0. Mm-hmm. And again, Limerick met him in 1966. And this time Rovers won at the first attempt, 2-0. Tony O'Connell and Frank O'Neill got the goal.
Oh, there were two some wingers outside left and outside right. Well, your quest, yeah. All you'd ever see is their number.
That's it.
On the back of them.
Yeah. Well, O'Neill is actually the most capped League of Ireland player for Ireland.
Is he?
Yeah, 20, around 20.
I didn't think he got that many.
Yeah.
But I know he was with Arsenal, like, before he, when he came back, he was like, he was like lightning.
Different player. Then in 1967, Rovers played the Pats and they beat them 3-2. Frank O'Neill, Mick Leach and Dixon were the scorers for Rovers, and Dunn and Bates scored for the Pats. Then they beat Waterford in 68, 3-0. Mick Leach for two goals.
Good man.
Our old friend Mick Lawler, goal there.
That's right.
And then finally, the sixth in a row was completed in 1969. After a 1-1 draw against Cork Celtic, it was John Keogh got a goal for Rovers.
He was a right foot.
That's right.
And he kept me out of the League of Ireland team.
Is that right?
John Keogh, yeah.
And Carroll got the goal for Cork Celtic. In the replay, Rovers won 4-1. Mick Leach with two. Mick Cairns and Damien Richardson got the goals.
Got the goals.
And McCarthy scored for Cork Celtic. And I think actually, John, after that final, Johnny Fulham actually went over to the hotel where Cork Celtic were.
Right.
By this time, Donal Lee, he was playing with Cork Celtic. And he actually gave his winner's medal to Donal Lee.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Because he had about, I think he had about 7 or 8.
Wasn't there a story told about Ronnie Nolan throwing the cup in the back of the car? I had one of that here. It didn't mean anything to them.
Oh.
You know, they were dominant, like in cup.
Oh,
24 times or something they won in rugby, is it?
That's right, yeah.
And now it's 31 years since they got it.
They won it,
isn't
24,
it?
And the Dogs are next to them, John, with 10.
That's right.
Yeah.
Between
1984 and 87, it was Rovers got 4 in a row, John.
Yeah.
UCD beat them in 1984 after a scoreless
draw. After a scoreless draw,
The 1-2-1. Joe Hanrahan and O'Doherty got the goals for UCD. And Jack McDonough scored for Rovers. The following year, in 85, a goal by Larkin beat Galway United 1-0.
1-0, he was a big centre forward.
Well, they reckon that it was the late Andy McGill recommended Larkin to Shamrock Rovers.
He should have recommended him to Dundalk, shouldn't he?
Then Shamrock Rovers beat Waterford 2-0 in 86. Brady and Sinner OG. And then in 87, they beat Dundalk
3-0.
Kenny, that's
the Bray Wanderers manager. I was talking about that to him last night, believe it or not. Yeah, you have an interview with that. Yeah.
Larkin and Bourne got the 3 goals. And John, that is the last time the Rovers won the cup.
There you are. Tell me that year again, Robbie.
87.
That's a terror, isn't it?
30 years ago.
Yeah. You know. And they must be looking at themselves and saying, what the hell's wrong here? Like, you know, like being the dominant force in football, you must say, to maybe second or third, fourth now in the league.
I'd say they're still scratching their heads how to let Stephen Kenny go.
There must be.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, John, if Stephen Kenny was, you know, had to stay in with Rovers.
Yeah.
He would have all them players that's playing with the Dogs.
That's right, yeah.
The Rovers now.
Yeah.
And that, would have been 3 league titles.
Yeah, they look back at that as the biggest mistake they ever made, won't they?
I'll be honest, shall
I? You know what I mean? You know, and then they got another good one, and they wouldn't go his way either. And he's taken Northern Ireland to the World Cup nearly,
that's
Michael
right.
O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He would have made him a real dominant force.
Oh, yeah, he had them. They were back to their best then. Yeah. You know.
That's true.
And whatever the hell, they wouldn't agree to. You know.
Backroom stuff, John.
Backroom stuff is right, Robbie.
The next team now, John, is Sherborne.
Right.
Sherborne actually reached four cup finals in a row. The first one was in 1995.
Right.
And they beat Derry by 2-1. Derry beat them by 2-1. Hutton and Gall got the goals for Derry. And Costello got the goals
for
Sherborne. The following year in 96, Sherborne beat the Pats. They drew 1-1 with them. Sheridan scored for Sherborne and Campbell scored for the Pats. And then the one replay 2-1, Sheridan and Stephen Gagan got the goals.
Yeah.
And Campbell again scored for the Pats. Then they played Derry in 1997 and again they won 2-0. Campbell and Gagan were the scorers again. And then they met Cork City in 1998, and after a scoreless draw, Cork City beat them 1-0, and Coughlin got the goal for Cork City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 1998, John.
Right.
Now we come to Bohemians.
Uh-huh.
In 2000, Bohemians actually drew 0-0 with Sherborne, and then they beat Sherborne 1-0. Sherborne beat them 1-0 with Fenlon getting the goal.
Oh, that's our beloved pass.
And that was the last replay in an FAI Cup final in 2000.
Yeah.
Then Bohemians beat Longford in 2001, 1-0. O'Connell got the goal for them. And then they played Dundalk in 2002. And Dundalk beat them 2-1.
That's right.
Gary Haylock got the two goals.
And Stephen Kenny was the manager Bohemians, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And I think O'Connor actually scored in that goal that game as well. He got given them the when they lead.
Full
back.
Yeah.
Then we come now to Sligo Rovers.
Oh.
In 2009. Sligo Rovers played Sporting Fingal.
Aye.
And Sporting Fingal beat them 2-1.
Did indeed.
James and O'Neill were the scorers.
Yeah.
Sligo Rovers then played Shamrock Rovers in 2010. It was a scoreless draw in the first game, and in the actual game. And actually won 2-0 on penalties.
On penalties, Was that the game that changed the goalkeepers, Robbie?
Well, it is, because the Sligo goalkeeper, Kieran Kelly, saved four goals.
That's right.
Four penalties.
Yeah.
And that really won the cup.
That was an unusual lad to do, wasn't it? You didn't trust him during the 90 minutes, but put him in for the penalties.
He saved four.
Yeah.
And then in 2011... Sligo Rovers played Sherborne. It was a 1-1 draw, John. Sligo won again 4-0 on penalties.
4-0,
And that was the last win, John, on penalties.
On penalties.
And that was in 2011.
We were nearly into penalties last year, Robbie, on that goal.
That's right, yeah.
Last minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we come now, of course, to Dundalk and Cork.
Yeah.
The two teams. It's the first time, John, the two teams have actually met three times in a row. In the cup final.
Yeah. It's a record for Dundalk.
Never happened.
I suppose it's a record for Cork too.
In 2015, Dundalk beat Cork 1-0.
1-0.
A Richard Town goal.
Wee Hogan went down the left, bet 1 or 2, and knocks it into the 6-yard line, and there's Richie Town to put it home.
And then Cork City beat Dundalk 1-0 last year. McGuire.
Oh, we'll never get over that. It hopped a million times before it passed Gary Rogers.
It did. And of course, the two teams are meeting again now in the 5th of November.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting now to see at Dundalk and extended.
Yeah. And what does that tell us? That Cork and Dundalk have dominated football over the last 2 years, 3 years, isn't it?
Well,
you must say, like 4 years, because I think Cork were runners up when we won it the last time too.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So they've definitely put a mark on League of Ireland football, haven't they?
They certainly have, John, yeah. And I think a lot of people thought maybe like that Rovers would probably try and break that dominance.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
they're a long way away from a jet, Robbie, aren't they? Even though they don't think that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem to be a Dublin team like able to put the consistency that Cork.
Yeah, yeah.
Together,
yeah.
You know? And you only have to look at the dog there the other night. You know, so many players missing
and still could beat the Bray Wanderers.
And they were able to beat always needed right.
Yeah, Bray had gone up a fortnight before that and bet Derry 5-0 up in Bancrana.
Yeah.
That's no mean feat, like, sure it wasn't.
No.
Well, it's all ahead of us, Robbie. Another cup final. Let's hope it comes out the right way for Dundalk people with the help of God as well.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of time to talk about that between now and November. God bless you for coming in, Robbie. We'll have a break now, Jason.